What's going on, fellas?
Aw, oh, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end Nick!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
But you'll never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's a man in a fucking town.
I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knox.
Welcome to the show.
Episode 134, UFC 222, recap, breakdown. Full music only available on the Anchor app. Download for free now.
Woo! Here we go! Episode 134 of the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. That is right. And jumping right into it today, folks. We're getting into it. UFC 222 breakdown, recap, fight talk. Unfortunately, I couldn't find anybody to do this fight talk with me, so you're getting a solo fight talk recap from the Nick Diaz of Knots. So we're going to go over a couple of the results, but mainly the main co-main and then the third main fight on the card. So going in reverse order, we're going to start with the main event, and that was, of course, Chris Cyborg versus Yana. I'm going to try it here. Kunitskaya. She's a Russian. Yana, I'm just going to call her Yana, and Chris Cyborg is from Brazil. Chris Cyborg is the woman that everyone wanted Ronda Rousey to fight, and Ronda Rousey even said, I believe, that her career would not be complete unless she fought Cyborg. Which she never did, because unfortunately, Cyborg is a bit of a bigger woman, and Ronda never wanted to go up to that weight. So, Chris Cyborg is the 145 champion, the new division, the newest division in the UFC, the 145 women's division, and I think this is her third fight in the UFC ever, I think. And she won decidedly in the first round by knockout. So that was an incredible fight. Honestly, I thought, I was watching it with my family, and we all thought the fight was going to be ended in the first, I think, 30 seconds. Chris Cyborg landed a huge strike on Yana, and Yana shot for a takedown, shot for the legs of Chris Cyborg, and luckily was able to survive for, you know, another 3 minutes or so. But once they got back to their feet and separated, it was very clear that Cyborg had the strength and striking advantage. And man, what a performance by Cyborg. It kind of feels like Ronda Rousey when she was first around. Like, there's not too many women that are 145-pound fighters. Most of them are either the 115s or what Ronda Rousey was at 135. And on top of that, it's like Chris Cyborg, you know, if it's Ronda Rousey, it's like, do you want to be thrown to the wolves? You could probably get a title shot. So moving on to the co-main event was the fight that a lot of people wanted to see. I mean, a lot of people thought that Chris Cyborg was going to win any fight that she gets put up against. So to me, this was the main event, Frankie Edgar versus Brian Ortega. The Answer versus T-City, both from the United States. Frankie Edgar, number three in the world, and Brian Ortega, number one. So Brian Ortega was on a 12-fight win streak. Frankie Edgar, 21 wins, and now 5 losses, Brian Ortega became the first person ever to stop Frankie Edgar. And this is big. This is big for so many reasons. I really wish Frankie didn't fight Brian Ortega in this fight. Frankie was supposed to fight Max Holloway for the championship, the 145 championship, but Max Holloway got hurt, and Frankie still wanted to fight. Frankie is an amazing, amazing guy, and he, you know, he doesn't want to let the UFC down. He doesn't want to let his fans down. So even though it's not a championship fight, even though he put his championship potential fight on the line, he still went out there and performed and unfortunately lost. And now Brian Ortega will face Max Holloway in the future coming up. We don't know when, but the fight has been given to Brian Ortega, the championship fight. Amazing. So that is another amazing first round stoppage. If you ever want to watch any of these fights, all you have to do, this is what I do for any fight that I miss and don't see live. Just type in, for instance, Edgar versus Ortega. So Edgar, E-D-G-A-R versus O-R-T-E-G-A space full space fight, hit enter, and you'll be able to find some videos that way. The other fight that we're going to talk about here is a fight that a lot of people are talking about, and it was a fight that I was actually really excited about, because I watched a little bit of the embeds leading up to this, and for anybody that doesn't know, UFC, one of the reasons they're on top, in my opinion, is because they have mastered... They realize they're not a fight organization. There's a marketing guy that I saw live one time, and he said the quicker you can realize that you're not in whatever business you think you're in, the quicker you're going to win. So just as an example, there was a guy in the audience who said, I clean air ducts for a living. That's what I do. But now I realize I'm not in the air duct cleaning business. I'm in the air quality business. You see what I mean? And so the UFC realized we're not a fight organization. I mean, we are. But we're in the storytelling business. And that is how they've been able to win in the fight game, in my opinion. They are the masters of storytelling. And that is how I came to be very excited about Sean, Sugar Sean O'Malley, who fought and won by decision on Saturday night against a very tough opponent. And Andre Sukalov, the Asian sensation. And it was a crazy, crazy, crazy back and forth fight. Sean O'Malley, he's like some of these guys like Justin Gaethje. He loves to perform and like put on a show for people. And I take my hat off to you, Sean, because I love watching you fight. So this fight was absolutely spectacular. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But the most incredible thing about it, in my opinion, is that Sean O'Malley broke his foot in the third round of the fight, doing a kick that was blocked, a head kick that was blocked by Andre. And he ended up on the ground. The fight ended on the ground. And as soon as the fight ended, Sean's just yelling, screaming in pain on the ground, and isn't able to stand for the fight winning announcement. And the ref even appears surprised. For anybody that doesn't watch fights, when a fight's over, the two fighters have to stand in the middle of the octagon or the ring with the ref in between them holding their wrists. And then Bruce Buffer behind them, the announcer, goes, "And the winner by whatever, knockout, submission," or in this case, decision. And then it's up to the ref to put up the hand of whoever won. And even the ref started to put up the hand of the only fighter's wrist that he had because the other guy was on the ground. And the win went to the guy on the ground with the broken ankle. And so the ref ended up pointing to the guy on the ground. And that was Sugar Sean O'Malley. And Joe Rogan goes over, and Joe Rogan is the post-fight interviewer as well as commentator. And Joe Rogan's in there, and he gets down on one knee, and he's interviewing Sugar Sean O'Malley on his back as he's, like, wincing in pain talking about the fight. Unbelievable performance. That song by Tech N9ne makes me never want to rap again. I've never really been into Tech N9ne. I knew he was out there doing his thing, but this is the second song off of his new album that was just released, and it is so good. The album is so good that I'm actually going to play a couple more tracks off of that album today. One right now. Today's format of podcast is a little different. I did a whole big rant using my voice clip recorder on my iPhone, and then I kind of edited it a little bit on my computer, and so we're gonna get to part two of my UFC fight talk, reminiscent talk, coming up in just a second, just after this next song by Tech N9ne called Kick It By Myself. And this song goes out to all my solo podcasters out there screaming into their phones, microphones all over the globe. Just so you know, I know you are out there spending your time, so I'll spend mine making you shine. Oh! I'm pumped up. This rap's got me pumped up. And speaking of my rap, I'm not trying to compare myself to Tech N9ne. I swear half the reason I do rap or perform rap is just to show people there's no rules to anything. I'm a terrible rapper, I know that, but I love making rhymes and then saying the rhymes and finding the rhythm. That's what I love. I'm a problem solver, so any problem, I see everything as a problem, and I see myself as a potential solution finder. So that is how I see rap, and so at the end of this show, I will be playing. I'll play one. I won't bore you with two. I'll do the original Nick Diaz of Not Social Media Rap at the end of this show. But before that, we got to get to another Tech N9ne song called Kick It By Myself. This is the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Find me on Instagram at Nick Diaz of Knots, on Twitter at Nick Diaz of Knots, on YouTube, everywhere on social media except, of course, Snapchat. So I'll leave that to the teens and Gary Vee, apparently. So, all right, let's get to it, and then we'll get back to it. Don't be scared, homies. This is the Nick Diaz of Knots and Tech N9ne. But as much as I love Sugar Sean O'Malley's fighting and all that stuff, anybody that knows me knows that I hate when fights go to decisions. There's three ways to win a UFC fight. Four ways, I guess. One, knockout. You can put your opponent on unconscious, and that's it. Two, you can submit them, and they can tap out. Three, time runs out, and the decision goes to judges, basically other human beings that are not involved in actually fighting another person, and they're going to say, you won or you won, based on what we saw. And then the last one is doctor stoppage, which is where there's a medical reason for the fight to be stopped. So sometimes if a cut is really bad and it's bleeding too bad, or there's a bad hematoma where, you know, it basically looks like some guy's skull is about to explode or face is about to explode, like Matt Mitrione or Anderson Silva breaking his leg his opponent's leg. Those are doctor stoppages. That one might be a total knockout, but I'm not 100% sure. But the most amazing, the reason I don't like it is because it takes the fate of the story away from the storytellers who are the fighters. The fighters are in there telling the story of this fight. They are literally writing the story of this fight with their fists, with their legs, with their submissions, with their grappling. And when it's all said and done, and one of their hands is raised, the story is over. And when it doesn't get ended in the octagon and goes to the judges, it doesn't feel as real of a story as a fight that ends just with the fighters deciding who is the better man tonight. Some of the best fights I've ever seen have gone to decision. I do believe the Alexander Gustafsson versus John Jones fight went to decision. If I'm not mistaken, Diego Sanchez versus Gilbert Melendez also went to decision, and that was a war. If you want to see a war, look up Diego Sanchez versus Gilbert, and all you have to do is put that in and you'll be able to find it. But Gilbert Melendez, full fight. And they are literally, that was the first fight where I saw it about 5 years ago. I think it was about after a year after it happened, maybe even more recently than that. And I remember seeing this fight and realizing I love this sport. I love the sport of MMA because of the fight between Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez and the commentary of Joe Rogan on top of that, because it is where I learned the idea of biting down on your mouthpiece and moving forward, even if it's not necessarily going to result in the most advantageous position for you. Sometimes you just need to advance the action. Sometimes you just need to create that chaos. And through the chaos, you can create some opportunity for yourself to get a win and come out on top. Woo! That was UFC 222 recap with yours truly, Nick Diaz. If not, stay tuned for more podcast action. I love that track. Krishna has an Eastern meditation vibe to a dope EDM track. Nick Diaz of Knots bringing you an eclectic mix of music as usual using the revolutionary Anchor.fm app. Download and sign up now for free to start listening to this podcast the way it is meant to be heard, with full songs and the ability for you to call into me and leave me messages that I can play on the air and respond to. Crazy, right? Download it now for free and start having as much fun as I'm having right now. That is going to be it for me today. Going to be back tomorrow with a guest. That's right, a Nick Diaz of Knots guest episode tomorrow. And before we get to the last three songs for my Anchor listeners, we're going to have an extra song today, as I'm going to start the songs off with my first social media rap that was released, I think, 3 weeks ago now, that is still stuck in my head. In this social media game, there is so much more than a name. Like, don't be scared. I always mess that one up. I always want to say, don't be scared, homie, there, but it's still stuck in there. But before I leave you for that, I had a thought today. And not just any thought, a shower thought. I don't know if any of you know what that is, but a shower thought is basically one of those random thoughts, insightful thoughts on life that you might have when you're alone in the shower. I don't know if it's the nakedness, the vulnerability, I don't know what it is, but these thoughts only come to me in the shower, and I know they come to a lot of other people. There's this whole subreddit devoted to shower thoughts, but this was my shower thought today, and I would love for you to ponder this thought over the next however long week or whatever. Maybe it doesn't hit you, but it hit me, and either send me a call in on the Anchor app or respond in a comment on either Twitter or on the Instagram episode post that's going to go up later tonight, and let me know what you think. It's very relevant, I guess. And I mean no offense by it, but it just came to me and I can't stop thinking about it. So I'm very interested to see what you all have to say about it. You do not have freedom if you do not have the freedom to protect yourself and your family with whatever means you feel is necessary, not the state or your neighbor. Oh, even saying that out loud, especially saying it into Anchor, makes my brain tingle. I really don't know what to think about that, but that, you know, a lot of people are talking about guns and stuff, and I live up in Canada, so we don't really have a lot of guns or anything up here. I have no guns or anything like that, but I find the idea fascinating, and I find the overall idea of America fascinating, and this whole debate also fascinating. I just said fascinating way too many times, but that just means it's time for this podcast to end. So I'm going to leave you now, and we're going to get right to the first social media rap that I ever did on this platform, the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. And then we're going to get to some more songs, and then it's going to be over, and then you'll have to tune in tomorrow to find out who will be joining me on this podcast. Don't be scared, homies. Tune in tomorrow. See you later. Yeah. Nick Diaz of Knots. And Don. Social media rap. Let's go. In this social media game, there's so much more than a name. Don't judge a book by its cover. Producing means that we're lovers of life, of people, most of all reality. Living in the present, like don't be scared, homie. Nick Diaz of Knots laying the cream of the crop. And I'm harvesting my mind every day for new thoughts. It's like when I get on a roll, I'm so in control. Like Trump's about to call me to take over the world. Nah, he's not the one, many above him. Ordo MKO, ain't that correcto, amigo? For those in the know, that shit was lyrically dope. All non-initiates be like esoterically? Nope. Cause ignorance is bliss, can't get back your innocence. Once you cross the Rubicon, you're anything but a kid. Started a podcast to get away from politics. But Big Brother Anchor thinks it's too legit and trips by paying people to use their app. Now they be perfuming their schnitz, sniffing their ass. Gotta say there's a conspiracy afoot though. All us little lemurs, get back your powers they took, yo. Connecting and engaging like KT does. I need a DNA cuz Tez, I swear he's my cuz. Just one of my new fam I found on the web. And I don't give a damn if we ain't never met. Yeah. One take. What? One take. What? Nick Diaz of Knots rap game strong. Woo! You feeling that beat? Yep. Woo! Nick Diaz of Knots rap, social media rap.